palm oil has become a lucrative business, says Norman Jawan, co-editor of the report recently released in Medan, Indonesia. He says the crop produces a higher yield of edible oil compared to similar crops, including soy and grapeseed.
And at the same time, it is also cheaper compared to other edible oil. Because of this higher yield, palm oil has been used for more than 64 derivative products in the market, including the new emerging biodiesel feedstock.
Jawan says the huge demand for palm oil in the global marketplace has fueled land clearing. Most of this is done illegally without the consent of local landowners and is taking place across Southeast Asia and in Africa.
This massive expansion of palm oil industry in Indonesia, it creates serious land conflict because of the land grabbing, land clearing without free, fair, and informed consent with local communities and indigenous peoples, and also it involves slavery-like practices or conditions in labor and a livelihood of local communities and indigenous people. Right to food are being threatened because of the massive expansions of the palm oil industry.
A UN mandate created in 2001 called the Round Table on Sustainable Palm Oil, or RSPO, was designed to bring deforestation under control. In addition, it established clear guidelines for the ethical and ecological production of palm oil that member companies, which represent about 40% of the global palm trade, would adhere to.
It's really good to have standards on paper, but the question from our human rights perspective is to what extent this standard is implemented and properly address the issues of rights of local communities and indigenous people.
Major expansion of the palm oil industry is also taking place in Africa. So far, production is taking place in Liberia and Cameroon, with plans for production in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Ivory Coast. Dr. Marcus Colchester is Senior Policy Advisor for the Forest Peoples Program.
Well, unfortunately, what we're seeing is the same kind of problems as we have already identified in Southeast Asia. That's to say, the governments are handing out permits to these areas without first talking to the communities, without firstly making sure their rights are recognized and secured. And so the conflicts are brewing up in these different countries as the companies come in and take over the lands and forests of these indigenous peoples and other local communities.
On the bright side, Colchester highlighted that member companies of the RSPO have responded to two complaints filed in Liberia. With the help of the Forest Peoples Program, the companies have agreed to slow down and in some areas stop production until the land disputes are settled.
So that process is underway, and so it does show to us that there is a value in this procedure that the RSPO has called a new plantings procedure, whereby companies planning to plant should first announce their plans, and then there's an opportunity for communities or NGOs to raise concerns. This should allow problems to be solved in advance of the expansion of the frontier.
Colchester acknowledged it is a slow process, but a good sign that progress is being made in taking human rights into consideration along with the environmental concerns.
What we find through our studies is the national legal frameworks, which are also at fault, because the government and the laws don't recognize the land rights of the people. Therefore, the companies are coming in and the conflicts are proliferating. So we are also calling on the government to reform their national laws to recognize rights.
The new publication, Conflict or Consent, The Oil Palm Sector at a Crossroads, not only documents human rights violations, but stresses the need for world leaders to include human rights in their plans for reducing deforestation and land degradation. Economic development, say experts, depends on how well they achieve this goal. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.